Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Bert and Ernie at the Beach.
Oh, hey, everyone. Nina here. I'm just closing up at the bike shop so I can enjoy the rest of this sunny summer day. I'm so glad you could be here with me.
Oh, hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Bert. Hi, Ernie. Cool sunglasses. Where are you two coming from?
Oh, we're coming from the beach. We still have sand on our toes.
Oh, yeah. I see that now. How fun. It was a beautiful, sunshiny day for a trip to the beach.
Oh, yeah. I was having a nice, relaxing day. Until Ernie buried my feet in the sand.
Oh, sorry, Bert. I guess I got a little carried away while building my sandcastle.
It's okay, Ernie.
Sounds like you two had fun. What else did you do?
I collected seashells. They're almost as interesting as bottle caps.
And I played with a beach ball. And then I took rubber duckies swimming in the ocean. And then we got ice cream at the ice cream truck. Isn't that right, buddy Bert?
That's right, Ernie.
Yum. Oh, ice cream is my favorite treat on a hot day like today. Maybe I should go get some, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we can go back to the beach and get some right now. And then after that, we could build another sandcastle and play
Ernie.
With a beach ball. And...
Ernie!
Oh, yes, Bert?
Do you see how the sun is getting lower in the sky? That means it's getting too late to go back to the beach today.
Oh, but please, buddy Bert, please.
Ernie, we really should get home before it's dark outside. We need to start our bedtime routine soon.
Hey, I have a great idea. Maybe we can go back to the beach right now.
Oh, good. You see, Bert?
Huh? But how, Nina? It's getting late.
I know. But we can use our imaginations to go back to the beach.
Oh.
Why, that's a great idea, Nina. Well, then I can imagine I'm still making sandcastles. Oh, and I can imagine I'm hearing the sound of the waves and feeling the warm sand under my feet.
Okay.
And then Rubber Ducky and I can...
Okay, we get it, Ernie.
To help us get ready to imagine and relax from your day at the beach, let's do a belly breath together and say thank you to the different parts of our bodies.
Oh, okay, Nina. Gee, I like belly breaths.
I guess I can give it a try.
Let's start by taking a slow, deep breath in through our noses and slowly out through our mouths.
Wow. I do feel a little more relaxed now.
Good. I'm glad. Now, let's say thank you to all the different parts of our body. Let's start with our heads. Softly nod your head and say, thank you, head.
Thank you, head.
Now you can wiggle your nose like a little bunny rabbit and say, thank you, nose.
thank you, nose.
Now let's say thank you to our shoulders. Gently roll your shoulders in a circle. Thank you, shoulders.
Thank you, shoulders.
And now our arms. Give your arms a little shake and say, thank you, arms.
Thank you, arms.
Next, let's say thank you to our hands and fingers. Wiggle your fingers and say, thank you, fingers.
Thank you, fingers.
Now your tummy. Take a slow breath in and a slow breath out. And say, thank you, tummy.
Thank you, tummy.
Muy bien. Now let's say thank you to our legs. Lift one leg and let it rest. Then lift your other leg and let it rest. Then say, thank you, legs.
Thank you, legs.
And lastly, let's not forget our feet. Wiggle your toes a little and say, thank you, feet.
Thank you, feet. Well, I sure feel nice and relaxed.
That's great, Bert.
Nina, can we start imagining the beach now?
We sure can, Ernie.
Oh, good.
Let's imagine we're on the beach with Bert and Ernie. The sand is warm and soft. Water splashes softly as blue waves roll onto the sand. Bert and Ernie are wearing big sun hats to protect their face, and sunglasses to protect their eyes from the bright sun. Before starting their day, Bert and Ernie take a moment to put sunscreen on their faces and then the rest of their bodies. Bert pulls two big beach towels from his beach bag. Bert and Ernie unroll the towels underneath a big, wide beach umbrella. The umbrella is pink with yellow swirls on it, like seashells, and it makes a circle of shade for Bert and Ernie to sit under. Families swim in the water, and seagulls fly in the sky above them. Bert is happy watching the waves for a bit. So Ernie goes towards the water with his shovel and his bucket. Ernie finds the perfect spot to play in the sand. The sand rustles as Ernie makes his first scoop. As he digs, he finds a little pink seashell.
Ooh.
He puts it in his bucket. A silver sailboat floats past on the sparkly waves as Ernie continues to look for seashells. Soon, he has found three more seashells. Now, Ernie has four seashells all together. He stacks them in his bucket. One,
two,
three,
four.
Ernie stands up and brushes the sand off his knees. Then he walks back towards Bert. The seashells clink against one another in the bucket as Ernie walks. Then, Ernie shares what he has found with Bert.
Oh, wow, Ernie!
The beach is so warm in the sunshine. Bert pulls a red kite out of his bag. He walks across the sand, letting the string out. Soon, a puff of wind lifts the kite high into the air. It flies over the beach, under the blue sky. Ernie pulls a beach ball from his beach bag and waves to Bert.
Buddy Bert!
Bert sets his kite back down and walks with Ernie over to the beach ball net. Then they walk to separate sides of the net. Ernie starts by tossing the ball in the air and passing it over the net to Bert. The ball swooshes through the air.
I got it.
Bert reaches up his hands and bop! His hands hit the ball, sending it swooshing back over the net to Ernie. They take turns, passing it back and forth. After they finish playing, they walk back to their beach umbrella. Bert sits down on his towel and takes out a book to read from his beach bag. Ernie walks along the sand with his bucket and shovel, choosing the perfect spot to build a sandcastle. Ernie scoops sand and he piles it into his bucket. When the bucket is so full of sand that no more can fit, Ernie scrapes the extra sand off the top and then turns the bucket upside down. When he lifts the bucket, the sand stays in place in the shape of a small castle. Ernie does this again and again, shoveling, scooping, and then scraping the sand until there are four little sandcastles all together. Ernie takes the seashells he collected earlier and places one on top of each castle. When Bert finishes his book, he sets it down and takes a big, refreshing drink of water from a water bottle he brought from home. Nearby, gentle music from the ice cream truck is playing, and Bert can hear the sizzling of food being cooked at the food stand. A line is forming in front of the food stand window of all the beachgoers who want a snack. Bert sees Ernie down by the water with his sandcastles and waves to him. He stands and walks over to Ernie, helping him look for more seashells. Bert and Ernie walk along the water's edge. Their feet make splish-splash sounds as the blue water swirls around their feet. They've been having so much fun at the beach, and now they're ready for a little swim. They swim happily, floating in the sparkling waves, always staying close enough to shore that they can stand up easily. Their feet touching the soft sand below. The waves sparkle around them. The beach umbrellas back on the sand are fluttering in the breeze. Water whooshes over the sand, and boats pass by. After their swim, Bert and Ernie walk out of the water. They lie down on their towels, feeling relaxed and happy on the soft, warm beach.